Polak, Joe Biden's disastrous shortlist for Attorney General, Cuomo, Yates, Abrams, Barrara, Weissman. By Joel B. Polak on October 12, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden, leading in the polls, reportedly has a short list of candidates for U.S. Attorney General, and it includes several candidates who would each pose an immediate danger to Americans' basic liberties. The candidates reportedly include Andrew Cuomo. The governor of New York is currently carrying out a crackdown on religious gatherings in New York City, focusing on the Jewish community. He has also relentlessly pursued gun control, while signing into law the most radical pro-abortion law in the United States. During the coronavirus pandemic, he forced nursing homes to accept coronavirus patients without even testing them, likely making the pandemic far worse than it otherwise might have been among New York's elderly. Sally Yates, the former acting attorney general, was fired when she refused to implement President Donald Trump's travel ban in 2017, arguing that it was unconstitutional, though it was later upheld in court. She later admitted to the Senate she was not familiar with the relevant law. She also played a role in the persecution, not prosecution, of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, attending an Oval Office meeting where the Logan Act was allegedly discussed as a way of continuing an investigation into Flynn after FBI agents had already determined he had done nothing wrong. Yates has persistently misrepresented the facts of that investigation, part of a pattern in which she substitutes her own political judgment for objective reality. Stacey Abrams. Abrams is best known for refusing to accept the results of the 2018 election for governor in Georgia, blaming voter suppression. She is among the most polarizing, partisan figures in America, declaring earlier this year that people who go to Trump rallies do not care about black lives. As attorney general, she would likely evoke the partisan, race-obsessed precedent of Eric Holder, who began his tenure in the Obama-Biden administration by pronouncing America a nation of cowards on race. There are reportedly others, too. Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, became a go-to anti-Trump legal pundit on cable news after Trump fired him in 2017, pushing for Trump to be prosecuted, or impeached, for obstruction of justice. The Wall Street Journal called Bharara's office rotten, blaming him for a pattern of troubling behavior and a problematic culture that trampled the rights of defendants accused of insider trading, some of whom later had their convictions overturned on appeal. Andrew Weissman, the partisan prosecutor who led special counsel Robert Mueller's team, after attending Hillary Clinton's victory party on election night, Weissman has a history of abusing his power. He pursued Arthur Anderson in the Enron scandal, which had its conviction overturned after the company had largely been destroyed. He griped after Trump was acquitted by the Senate in his impeachment trial, and has a new book out criticizing Mueller for not being aggressive enough. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.